The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Ho, 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 getting close to the big day. Stuart Rome, When in Rome with Stuart Rome. Of course, he's the owner of the Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com, 905-7676. I hope that you're not hearing these numbers or hearing these websites for the first time. That means that you've actually partaken in some of the great deals they've had, including, of course, their Black Friday, their Cyber Monday. It went all the way through Tuesday. Some great deals going on. He joins us right now for our weekly show. A little hybrid. You'll be getting some classic rock, maybe, during the show. Stuart, what's been going on, brother? How are you?
Doing great.
Fantastic.
Getting ready for the big day. You know, it's I think we just talked about it. Well, I feel like we just talked about this, you know, about a month ago, but it's been 12 months and it's pretty unbelievable that it's here, but it's good. I love this time of year. And we're like closing in 2 weeks away, I guess.
I got you. So what normally happens? I know Santa Claus probably comes to the Woodhouse Day Spa after his crazy 3 or 4 night stint running all over this wild world of houses that he has to do and probably just wants to stretch out and get a massage. I bet you he comes to the Woodhouse Day Spa every single year. What do you normally do after these holidays? Because it's kind of a crazy time for you too, right?
Yeah. You know, usually I'll be in Birmingham for the next week, at least up till like Christmas weekend. And then I'll probably come back to New Orleans and visit with family. And usually I take a break between Christmas and New Year's, although I'm always kind of working, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's a nice little break there. And then, you know, right after the first, we kind of crank it all back up because we sell those gift cards and packages at Christmas, which means they're going to start getting redeemed pretty heavily in January. So it doesn't slow down for us. You know, it just picks up.
Yeah. I mean, it's been kind of crazy. And I know the Cyber Monday stuff, well, you can call it whatever it wants. I know retailers are loving this stuff. The earlier it starts, you've always kind of got a smirk on your face because the earlier it starts, the better it is for retailers, particularly places like you. I have not done my shopping yet at the Woodhouse Day Spa, but I will. I was actually looking through some toy stuff today, and I may do exclusive online this year. And I love your website, by the way, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. It's so easy to navigate. Even a caveman like me can get through it to use a different phrase from a different card. It's just amazing, though, because I think typically, guys, we like it easy, and we need to realize that the easy way to go is to go online, and to go to your website really is the best way to, because you can put together all kinds of special things. You can pick stuff up. You can do whatever you want, but it's super easy, man. I mean, and the thing, yeah, I love about it, too, is it changes from day to day. I mean, it's just different from yesterday than it is today.
Yeah, we try to keep it fresh, and you know, there's nothing wrong with easy as long as it's good and easy, and, yep, you know. Yeah,
crappy,
easy doesn't really make it, right? Yeah, right, exactly. So you know, you get the best of both worlds with Woodhouse gift card because it's easy, but it's also, you know, a desirable gift. So it's, you know, you don't have to feel bad about going online and taking the 3 to 5 minutes it takes to purchase a gift card because they're going to love it.
It really is. I mean, it's like if it's a thought that counts, you're kind of winning on both sides. I mean, not only are you not taking a lot of time because you're busy and stuff, but she's going to love it and he's going to love it too. 30% of all your customers are males as well. So we were on Fox 6 this morning. I missed it. My son's got the flu, but Dr. Josh did a fantastic job. And you gave me the idea for the topic. I give the topic every single week. They're always waiting for me to chime in the topic. And I said, let's talk about what are the right gifts to give based on how long you're in a relationship? Because, you know, if you've only been on one date or two dates, it depends on how long you've been courting this individual. Did you know her back from, you know, your high school days? Is this a brand new relationship? Like you just got to know her. And of course you come up and if you go on a first date, like December 13th or whatever, you're like, okay, what do we do for Christmas? Now, in most cases, I think like in most cases, you can never overdress, right? I think you can always, no matter what you're going to, a wedding, bar mitzvah, whatever it is, you can never overdress, because you're just going to look sharper than everyone else. You can always down. So I think you can gift, though. I think you can scare the bejeebers out of someone. Like if I just went on a date with somebody for the first time and I'm dropping a $350 gift card, which I know you'd love, a $350 gift card to the Woodhouse Day Spa, they're probably going, whoa, what's expected out of me? We had this question, you remember last year, and it actually got I was on Facebook, it actually got a really nice thread because there's a lot of people that kind of freak out. They'd rather have a sit. Well, let me ask you, what would you do? You've been a long marriage for a long period of time. I said, what's the right gift? And we talked everything from maybe going on a one-time gift, or a one-time date, to even married couples. Is okay to give married couples gift cards after you've been together for a long period of time? I said, absolutely. Sure. It's whatever makes them happy. But talk a little bit about that, because I know that you have people that want to come in and give gifts, but they're like, okay, what's too personal?
Yeah. You know, I think we talked about it a couple of times, but it really just depends on the relationship itself. I guess the only person that really knows, you know, what that is like is the person that's in it. But in general, you know, I'd say that if you're worried about it being too personal, then, you know, that's when you just get, you know, you get a gift card for a dollar value at the Woodhouse and you give it to them and they can use it however they want. There's no obligation. There's no, I've got to come with you kind of thing. So I think that's probably the safest way to go. If you give them like a couples massage that includes you, that could be a little bit too personal. Yeah. If it's the beginning of a relationship, right? Cause you've got to go with me. So that's not really a great gift. So in married couples, obviously you can give whatever, but people are different. You give a new girlfriend, let's say you give her a gift card for a acne facial, a Hydra facial. They may look, you don't think I look good enough? Is that why you're giving me it? Yeah. So you have to be careful. You have to be careful about what you're giving them. But I'd say in general, you know, the safest way to go is just to say, oh, here's a $150 gift card.
There you go.
The spa, go whenever you want. I don't have to be there.
Don't go cheap. Listen, Woodhouse Day Spa is the best. Okay. And you don't always have to pay more just because you're getting the best. We know that. But if you go in knowing that maybe the nicest thing she's got, maybe is a manicure or pedicure, and let's just say it's $90 and you're giving her a $50 gift card, then you're coming across as a cheap ass. I mean, go ahead, do your homework, go to birmingham.woodhousespas.com or call them 905-7676. And if you want to go to the least expensive thing, say, what's the least expensive thing? I just started dating this girl and I know she loves your spa and I want to take care of her, but don't leave her a situation where she's got to use your card, but then she's got to add something to it. If you really want to be the gut man, you know, and you know she's into pedicures or manicures or facials or whatever, you'll do a little shopping and it'll take you 5 or 10 minutes. You can get her what she wants and then even add a tip on top of it, which we of course talked about last week. And then she's good to go and she doesn't have to do anything. She just goes in there and drinks her cucumber water and she can spend an hour taking a nap or whatever and she's good to go. Let me ask you this. Because the question we had last year, and you and I went quite a bit of time on this, and I thought was really good. What part of the body is considered the most personal? And what I mean by that is, like you just said, I don't know if I'd want to give a woman a facial because, first of all, I don't know. Now, unless she says I love facials, you know, and she's told me that before we actually went on a date or we went on a couple of times, she mentioned it. I'd be afraid to get a woman a facial because I'm basically saying that you need to do something to your face. You know what I'm saying? Manicures, pedicures, you really can't go wrong because everyone loves manicures. Everyone loves pedicures. Everyone's got problems with their hands and their feet. And then I would say, you'd really have to kind of get to know somebody pretty good before, not only from a cost effective standpoint, but from a massage standpoint, that's pretty personal, correct?
Yeah. Like we discussed before, you kind of have to know where you are in the relationship and hopefully be on the same page. You might think it's going great. She might not think it's going so great, but so, you know, if you know exactly where you are in that relationship, then it's much easier to give, say, a directed type gift, like a specific facial or couples massage or anything like that. But if you're not really sure, you know, I think the solution is to get them something. Like you said, don't give them a, you know, It's like giving a $10 gift card to a Fleming Steakhouse. Nobody's going to use that because that's not going to cover the sales.
It may get you a stalk of asparagus, maybe. I think it's amazing too, because in the history of the entire world, now people don't realize this, a Woodhouse Day Spa gift card has never been regifted. Did you know that? It's never been regifted because whoever gets one is never giving it away. I think that's really interesting because, I mean, I've got gift cards, man, and I'll regift. You know, I get something McDonald's or Chick-fil-A or whatever, and if I need to take care of a bus driver or something, for sake of my life. But you'll never see someone regift Woodhouse Day Spa because they're going to keep that for themselves, as they probably should. You just mentioned something, couples.
Yep.
If you are in that honeymoon part of your relationship, and I hope everyone is, regardless of how long you've been dating or married to this person, what are some good packages you can do with your sweetheart at the same time? You guys can go in the same time. Maybe you could separate for a period of time. Maybe you come back together again. Maybe get your manicures and pedicures together. What are some things you could do as a couple's retreat at the Woodhouse Day Spa?
Yeah, so, you know, we're set up. You've been there, obviously, so we're set up to handle couples. They can be together. They can be together in the quiet room when they check in. They can, you know, have a glass of champagne or a glass of wine together before they go into services. And some people like to be in the services together at the same time. Some people like to, you know, go into the relaxation room, hang out together, then go to services separate and then meet back up. But if you want to be together, we have three couples duet massage rooms now with the expansion. So you can do that together. You can get manicure pedicures together because we have the three chairs together in the room. The only thing that you really can't do together would be a facial, because I don't know if anybody has a duet facial room, but I've never seen one before. but your face is covered anyway with different products, and you're going through the whole routine, so it's not really something you need to be in the same room together anyway. So yeah, I mean, we've got all kind of stuff, but the key is that we've got those relaxation rooms, and that's where the magic happens, because you can sit in your robe and you can just relax, have some champagne, and go to your service, come back to it, and stay early. I mean, come early, stay late, like we always talk about. So plenty of things to do as a couple, both together and separate.
There you go. I love it. It's very easy to find them. 905-7676 right there at the Summit. I was in 280 traffic today. It is insane out there. So make sure you get in. It's a great thing is it's right there tucked in the first turn. So you don't have to go all the way up and all that other hullabaloo. If you want to go up there at Trader Joe's and all that other garbage, you can do that too. But it's right there tucked in by the Saks. And of course, it is expanded to take on everything you need. It expanded. It's hard to believe it's come up on a year anniversary coming up. The Woodhouse Day Spa, great stuff. All right, so you wanted to go potpourri, a little grab bag. I've come up with an idea. I went back to look on, we're recording the show on December, what is today, the 12th. I did December 12th, History of Rock and Roll. And so I'm going to give you one of these historical moments, and then you're going to give me a song from the band that it happened to. How's that? Is that a deal?
I'll try.
All right. The Doors, on this date in 1970, played their last concert with Jim Morrison as lead singer at the Warehouse, at the Warehouse in
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Thank you very much. Band members Ray Manzarek, Bobby Krieger, and John Densmore would later recall watching Jim Morrison's lose all of his energy as the show came to a close. And of course, that was the last show The Doors ever played, some 54 years ago today. Give me a song from The Doors, my man.
How about a little Come On Baby, Light My Fire?
Light My Fire from The Doors as we celebrate the last show that Jim Morrison did with The Doors. That kind of bums me out when I read that he lost all of his energy towards the end of that show. Have you ever seen the movie with Val Kilmer?
I have not.
I have not either, but I hear it's one of the greatest rock and roll movies. I know there's a Bob Dylan movie coming out that I really want to see. And I'm not a big Bob Dylan fan, but it looks really, really good. I think it's coming out this weekend, but one of these times I just want to go watch a bunch of rock and roll movies, cause I haven't really seen, as many as I probably should have, but, I hear it's fantastic. And I think Meg Ryan's in it. She's supposed to be fantastic in it. So really good stuff. All right. This day, and we got a couple other wild things that happened on this date, in rock and roll history. So it's really, really good. All right. You did something 7 for 5. I'm not going to tell you how many of those you sold because I know you killed it. But you normally do a 6-for-5 deal and that runs year round. Tell everybody about that deal, because I know that's a great deal outside that. And of course that still exists even outside Black Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, basically choose, whatever service you want from the menu. 6-for-5 applies to everything that we have on there, and you're going to pay for 5. We're going to put 1 extra on your account. So you can get 1 completely free service, no matter what it is. You don't have to worry about saving a gift card because it's going to be on your account. You can share them with friends and family. You can, you know, bring, you use all 6 on the same day with yourself and 5 friends. So it's real versatile. They don't expire. I think it's our most popular and best deal, because once you pay for it, then you've got 6 services. You don't have to worry about paying for the next 6 times, which kind of is relaxing in itself, you know? Mm-hmm. So that, you know, we have that, and then we have, we've got 4 special holiday packages on the website that you can purchase. You can either come in and book it as a package, or you can purchase on a gift card and give it as a gift. Got that going on. And then we have our regular packages that are year round also. So we have tons of stuff to choose from, you know, in the next 2 weeks, and you can also do it all online. So no excuse not to get it.
And I'm telling you, man, my daughter came back over to the house after she was at her mom's last week, and she always brings the Labrador dog with her. It doesn't leave the house. She's not allowed to take the Labrador dog. And I don't know why. You know what she's doing. I mean, she's letting me know about the Woodhouse Baseball. Anyone who listens to this show knows my daughter goes to the Woodhouse Baseball. She's 12. So I have to be careful, because you can spoil a 12-year-old. And so all of a sudden, right around the holidays, what does she start doing? She starts getting the Lavender dog out. It's a little plush dog. It was about $45 or $50. I was like, wow, $40 or $50 for a plush dog. That's crazy. But come to find out, it's got a gel pack inside that's got lavender. And by the way, I got that for her. Was it last year or 2 years ago? I want to say
that was 2 years ago.
2 years ago. And man, it is just as powerful as it was the first day we bought it. You take the pouch out, you can either put it in the refrigerator or the freezer, or you can put it in the microwave for just a few minutes and it warms up. And I mean, she sleeps like a baby. And again, it's a great plushable, which is perfect for the holidays. But man, the lavender thing, man, puts her to sleep. You got one that, like, you know, is dodging like a butterfly in the night, man. She just can't settle down. You put that lavender dog on her, dude, and she is, she's good to go. So make sure you stop by. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have those available in, you know, the same deal with neck wraps and other things. It's not just the stuffed animal. So if you want that same lavender kind of thing, which you prefer to have, say, that in a neck wrap, that's the same deal, where you can unzip it and throw it in the microwave or put it in the freezer and just wrap it around your neck. So if you're not cool with the stuffed animal, then you can get it in other versions.
That's fantastic. It's great. All right. On this date, 2 dates here for the Rolling Stones. 1974, December 12th, saying that he felt now was the time to move on and do something new. Mick Taylor quit the Rolling Stones the 5.5 years after replacing Brian Jones as lead guitarist. Former Faces member Ron Wood would be named to take his place. And then 11 years later, 1985, 47-year-old Ian Stewart, who had a rush of his own hits, the Pete Best of the Rolling Stones, if you will, died of a sudden heart attack in his doctor's waiting room. He left the band in the May of 1963 when manager Andrew Logan Oldham felt he didn't fit the bad boy image of the band anymore, but continued to work with him as a road manager, played keyboards on most of the Rolling Stones' essential albums from the 1960s all the way until the early 1980s. So give me a Rolling Stones song that fits this day in rock history here on December 12th.
Ooh, let me see something here. There's so many to choose from. I don't know if I've ever played this on this, so let's go with Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Jumpin' Jack Flash. It's a gas, gas, gas. Yes, it is. I don't think you've ever played that. I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And I was actually, I was looking through some concerts. AC/DC just announced they're going to be going on the road. They're playing Nissan Stadium in Nashville. Tickets are like $1,500. It's crazy. But I was looking around to see if the Stones were still on the road. I think they're taking a short break, but hopefully they'll go back on the ride. I want to dedicate the year 2025 and just doing a bucket list of shows that I have not seen. I know you got the Sammy Hagar thing coming up, but I just feel like we're running out of time. You know, and I want to make sure I see some of these bands. I mean, you just saw the Stones earlier this year, but I want to see some of these bands before they go. And I kind of feel like, you know, the Rolling Stones is probably one of those bands. So
Yeah, I was lucky enough to get to see him, you know, in this past Jazz Fest. I had seen him one other time before at the Superdome, but you know, this was outdoors. It was great. I was glad to see him again, because I'm sure I doubt seriously I'll be able to see him again. The AC/DC deal is exciting, except like you say, tickets are pretty expensive.
Tickets were supposed to go on sale a week ago last Friday at noon, and I get on there at 11 o'clock in the morning and everything's sold out. And I'm like, how is that possible? Because they were supposed to go on sale for all venues. And the only thing I can think of is maybe some the people that are running some of these ticket places. I have heard that they're selling now 60-70% of their revenue to the secondhand places because they're getting a pickup there. And then basically all the tickets are on the secondary markets, which means we're never going to be standing in line at the Magic Platter at 10 o'clock on a Monday morning to get first front row tickets anymore, which sucks because I used to love that. I used to be kind of
fun. That was great.
It really was.
You get the paper ticket and see that my first paper ticket I ever bought was when I was that I waited in line for was Rush when I was in high school back in the day. I had to wait in line at the Mushroom in New Orleans, and they had the nice, you know, it was a little small ticket, but it had different colors on it. It had Rush that was kind of in raised print, pretty cool.
That is awesome. Stuart Rome here. When in Rome with Stuart Rome. Make sure you put with Stuart Rome on these shows here, because there's other shows called When in Rome. We want to make sure we don't get confused. Other shows are okay, but we have classic rock and roll on all of our shows. They're fantastic. Go back and listen to as many as you want. Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcast. We're available to find us here. So check it out. 905-7676-Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. Let's take some emails. info@TonyCurryRadio.net. info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Jessica in Tuscaloosa said, please ask Stuart, what's the situation with skin cancer in 2025? We're looking forward to next year. You and I have had extensive conversations about skin cancer. Is it a lot worse now than it used to be? Are we just more cognizant of it? Is it making our lives shorter? What are you seeing as far as in facials? I know people talk about the liver spots in their hands. We talked about varicose veins last week, but would you say we're getting better or worse?
I think we're getting better as far as the realization that it really exists, that you know, the sun is worse than it's ever been, that sun does cause skin cancer, and it doesn't take long to do it. And, you know, that's why we always have we finish our facials with sunscreen, because it's important. But I think more people are aware of that. And I think everybody that goes to the beach nowadays, you see, he's got a can of sunscreen, slapping it on the kids and all that stuff, where, you know, back in the day, like you and I, we would go to spring break in Destin, would be peeling skin off, you know, cause we just didn't know what the hell was going on.
So I think it's
worse as far as, you know, the environmental factors these days compared to back in the day. I think the sun's probably a little bit more vicious, but I think we are more aware of what we need to do. So that kind of offsets that.
Yeah. It's funny, cause you and I have talked about, you know, I actually got prescribed a sun lamp when I was in high school. Right. Yeah, I got prescribed it, and like a sun lamp. You used to be, you could buy a lamp, like a bulb that would brighten. It's the same bulb they have in tanning beds. And it was on a stand. And of course, if you got it too close to your face, you would fry. But I used to use that for my acne on my face. I worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken. I was around fat all day. And so I was always constantly pretty brown, but sometimes I'd fall asleep while I held it in my hand and it was right there. And now I look back on that, I think that's crazy, because I mean, it's UV lights right in your face, man. I mean, it's right there. Oh, yeah. Of course, I'm paying, but I'm not going to be one of these guys. I don't know about you. Dr. Josh is one of these guys, a nervous little Jewish man. I mean, every five days, man, he's in the doctor getting something chipped away on his face. And I'm like, and I'm not going to be that guy. I mean, it's going to have to start growing like a third head or something before I'm going to go take a knife to the face. And now they want to take something off my nose. I got plenty of that. There's plenty of nose, which is amazing, because my nose is about 3 feet closer to the sun than the rest of my body. So you'd think I'd have more skin issues with my nose. But that's one of those things where, you know, I guess our skin, maybe 20, 30, 40 years from now, the youngsters out there, because I even see youngsters out there, they're using sunscreen, man. We used to use motor oil. We'd put motor oil on us, man. When we went to the beach, we knew we were going to get burned. So we wanted to get burned as quick as possible. We'd sit in the bar for 3 days and get drunk. And then by the end of it, it'd be peeling off. We'd look great for a day and a half, and then it was gone.
I remember back in the day in college at Loyola University in New Orleans, the first kind of sunny, semi-warm day of the year, there was the girls' dorm. People would go up on the rooftop, which was allowed, and the girls would put baby oil on. They'd go to the rooftop, you know, to get as high and close to the sun as they possibly could. Yeah. And they all went out that weekend completely red because they thought it was a great look. But man, I mean, they did whatever they could to get as close to the sun and as red as possible, which, you know, is highly not recommended these days.
That is hilarious. All right. On this date, 1985, December 12th, 1985, a 44-year-old David Crosby walked barefoot into an FBI office in downtown West Palm Beach, surrendered after missing an earlier bond revocation hearing. After serving 5 months in a Texan prison, he was released in 1986. David Crosby at the age of 44. Give me some Crosby stills and Nash, which I don't think we've ever done here. On When in Rome with Stuart Rome. What you got?
How about Sweet Judy Blue Eyes?
Ooh, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. I love it. Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, all 7 minutes and 23 seconds of it. That was a great song. You either called your girlfriend or you took a dump during that song back in the 70s. And sometimes you did it at the same time.
You did both, right?
Yeah, depending on what. That's a great song, though. I love that song about Judy Collins. I love that song. The harmony is fantastic. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. We got another phone call here from Kelly in Birmingham. She just wanted to thank. She said, I don't have a question. She said, but I do want to thank you about your discussion on varicose veins last week. She said she found it amazing. She's got varicose veins. She says she's got the ones that are like in the back of her legs, but they're really painful. And she wasn't aware that you could actually have some of those taken out. She said, please thank Stuart for the heads up. So there you go.
Sure.
Great. And varicose veins. I mean, they can run, you know, pretty much anywhere in your body, and that's certainly going to be an issue. All right, I want to ask you a question. I'm going in for back surgery next week, and I think I can do a show laying on my back, so I don't think I'm going to miss a beat. But I have had several emails, and this is going to kind of encapsulate all those, but a lot of people, and I know you're going to sit there and say, talk to your doctor. Really, it's up to you and how you feel. But if you've had some major surgery, whether it's back surgery, maybe you've had a herniated disc. I know that some people have had, the hernia down, in the genital area, which can be really, really painful. But if you've had any type of surgery or any type of herniated issues, what should people tell, the people there at the Woodhouse Day Spa before they get started?
Yeah, just you know, let us know ahead of time. Sometimes we want to avoid the area. Sometimes we probably wouldn't want to work on it at all. If you haven't checked with the doctor to see if it was actually safe for you to come in and get a massage. But as long as the massage therapist knows about it, you know, they'll kind of determine whether it's something that should be just avoided or maybe go a bit lighter pressure on that region. But you know, if you're in pain, and it's not a muscular issue, it's probably a situation where you don't want to come to the spa. You need to get to the doctor. If it's a muscular issue, like a pulled muscle, then certainly we can work on that and work those things out with a little deep tissue and some yoga balm or all those good things. So yeah, you know, if you've got a slip disc, no massage is going to fix that. So just be careful with it. And if you have any issues or any questions, just check with the doctor and see if it's safe.
All right. Got a couple more songs here on this history in December 12th. In this one, we're going 1998, a 7-inch single by the Quarrymen. We know them as the Beatles. John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and George Harrison was named as the rarest record of all time. Only 50 copies were made, with each one being valued at about $20,500. Those are probably worth a little bit more now since we're about 26 years removed. Give me a song from the Beatles.
I'm going to throw a really... I'm going to call a wrench in it. I know I've never played this song.
Yeah.
We're going to go with Helter Skelter.
Nice. Helter Skelter. I love that. That is, I'm writing these down as we go. Helter Skelter from the Beatles. And we've got one more email and then one more song we're going to do here. Where's that email I just had here? This is from Billy Joe in Birmingham. She wants to know, she's having a facial done at the Woodhouse Day Spa. She said she got a gift card there. If you see a Billy Joe, you'll know who exactly it is. She said, what should I do to get ready? I know some women cannot leave the house without having makeup on. They just won't do it. Maybe they can put a bag over their heads or something like that. Some women just don't want to be seen without makeup. I tend to like that, but sometimes I won't even recognize a woman, without makeup on. But if you're going to go get a full facial, what's the best way to prepare for something like that?
Well, you know, we prefer you not to have makeup on because we're just going to take it off. But if you, you know, dead set on putting makeup on and just apply the lightest version of yourself as you make up yourself as you can, because it's going to, like I said, it's going to come off. I think for the most part, the people that we see, they don't really come in with makeup, or they may just put a little base on there or something. Not going to do full makeup with lipstick and all that stuff, because it's just no use. And you know, they had to relax and don't, you know, just put a baseball cap on, throw some pajamas on.
There you go.
No makeup. Come to the spa. You're gonna get in a robe anyway. You're gonna have the makeup removed. So why go through all that stuff?
There you go. All right, last song. We're up against it. Already past our 30-minute mark. We always love to go a little long. This happened 13 years ago. This gentleman entered a Los Angeles hospital to have ripped abductor muscles repaired on both hips. He was quoted as saying, quote, that's what you get when you jump around to Copacabana for 30 years. Barry Manilow entered a Los Angeles hospital today. I want you to give me a Barry Manilow song. Yes. We got to throw a wrench in there. You were throwing a wrench in there with the Beatles. Give me a Barry Manilow song.
Well, there's only one that I can go with. And it's the famous Mandy.
Mandy from Barry Manilow. Here we go. All right, that's Mandy. That's good. You're never gonna hear a list like that. Barry Manilow, Crosby, Stills, Nash, the Beatles, the Stones, and the Doors on this history of a very historical day here, December 12th, back in those days. Exactly.
That's my brother's birthday too. Is that?
Oh, there you go. All super. Well, happy birthday to him. By the way, you sent us a nice invite for your Christmas party. We'll try to make that. We greatly appreciate that. It was very, very kind of you. I just wanted to thank you on our show for that. And we'll look forward to catching up next week, the week before Christmas. Make sure you go to Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com, 905-7676. Get after those gift cards and make sure your baby's taken care of at the Woodhouse Day Spa. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you, man.
Absolutely. We'll talk next week.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.